You are welcome to the broadcast again from the website of the True Christian Faith.com, www.thetruechristianfaith.com. Today I'll be talking to you about a special import of the devil into the church, which they call tongues. The special import of the devil into the church called tongues. That is what I'll be talking briefly to you about. You hear ba 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 ga 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 go 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 go, and you ask them, what are you doing? And they say that they are speaking in tongues. Not many of us have taken the time to look into the Bible, whether in actual fact the Bible supports what these people are doing. Immediately you start checking the Bible, you see in the book of Acts chapter 2, where the Bible introduced the issue of tongues, which I must quickly tell you immediately, are actually languages. The tongues of the Bible are languages. Arabic language, Egyptian language, Libyan language, from Mesopotamia, from parts of Africa, from parts of Asia. That is what we have in the Bible. The Bible does not have any example of anybody speaking ga 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 go 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 and calling it tongues. There's no one single example in the Bible. What people call tongues today are actually imports from Hinduism. Let me repeat. What they call tongues in the church today are imports of Satan from Hinduism. Of course, at times they tell you that what they speak as tongues are actually tongues of angels. There are simple answers to that. Anybody who tells you that, you can just ask him to give you an example of a place in the Bible where an angel spoke to people and not one single person understood what the angel was speaking. At times they say that the tongues were actually special spiritual angelic tongues to talk to God so that the devil will not hear. What they forget is that Satan is first and foremost an angel. If you have any tongue, anything to say that Satan will not understand, then it must not be an angelic language. So what they call an angelic language, in actual fact, is a fraud. It is a fraud. It is actually an import from Satan himself. The place where you have what they call tongues in Nigeria today, the place where you have it, is actually Hinduism and people taken over by demons in witches' covens. They are the ones that speak ba 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 ga 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 go 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 when they worship their demons. So basically, what you have masquerading as Christian service today are actually services devoted to demons. They are not worship of Christ. There is no single example in the Bible of any apostle worshiping Christ in any of those ways. If anybody told you such a thing exists, ask him to show you from his Bible where Peter or Paul or Timothy or John worship Christ in that way. In fact, the people who worship their God in that way had always been occult people. So, in the various Pentecostal and charismatic churches, so-called churches today, what you have are people importing occult practices into the church and calling it tongues. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 makes it very clear. If God ever sends anybody the special miracle of speaking in a language that the person never learned, first of all, the language must be a language that people around the person will understand. God never sends anybody the miracle of immediately speaking in fluent Hausa when there are no Hausa people to be ministered to. God never sent anybody the miracle of speaking Russian where there were no single Russian speaker to be ministered to. The miracles and gifts of the Bible, they were always for the edification, for the blessing of another person, never for your own edification. I must warn that the Bible has various terms and conditions that even people who in the time of the apostle spoke in real tongues, in real languages, there are terms and conditions that those people must meet. Those terms and conditions are very clearly written in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Reading that passage from verse 17 downwards, the Bible made it very clear that even if God has given you the ability to speak fluent Spanish, when you have Spanish speaking people to minister to, that first of all, there must be an interpreter before you can make use of even that special ability. Somebody must be there to interpret exactly what you are saying so that everybody understands what you are saying. If there is nobody to interpret what you are saying, the Bible forbids you from speaking. You must keep your mouth shut if nobody interprets what you are saying. It's only in darkness, the people who worship in the dark, and those are occult people, they are the people who say things that the people around them will not understand. The Bible does not permit that. Nobody must pray. Nobody must say any single thing if the people around him does not understand what he is saying. Because the Bible says the people praying around you, they must pray in such a way that you can say amen. That is the first condition. The second condition is that only one person must speak at a time, not two. If God gives the miracle to two people at a time, you discover that I can speak in Hausa even though I'm not a native speaker of Hausa and I've never learned Hausa in the school. But I'm ministering in an Hausa village. Nobody understands the English and the Yoruba that I speak. But God has given me special privilege to speak Hausa, and somebody else has that special privilege too, who was not a native Hausa speaker. The two of us must not start speaking at the same time. And the Bible says, as I said, none of us must start speaking if nobody is interpreting what we are saying. The Bible only allows one person at a time. If you read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the Bible allows a maximum of three people in a worship service to speak in tongues. No two of those three must speak at the same time. None of them must speak if nobody interprets what they are saying. If there is no interpreter, if there is nobody telling the audience exactly what the person is talking about, the way he is talking it, none of them must speak in tongues. And we are talking of interpreters. We are not talking of people who summarize. We are not talking of summarizers. Because you hear people today, they talk blah 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 ga 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 go 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 for 15 minutes. In order to deceive people, somebody now stands up and said, well, the man said that Jesus says I should greet you. In 3 seconds, he has summarized what the first person spoke for 15 minutes. That is not interpretation. That is summarization. The Bible does not allow it. There's another term that you will find in the Bible. In the same book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, no single female must speak in tongue. Did you hear what I said? Not one single female must be among the three that speak in tongues in a Christian environment. The Bible does not permit it. The Lord God, writing through Paul, was so emphatic of that he ended the discussion that if anybody will not listen to what I'm saying here, you should leave the person alone. The person is on his own. That is what you have in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. What came the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I read unto you are the commandments of the Lord. What we have today, calling themselves churches in Nigeria, are vagabonds, spiritual vagabonds and rascals, not ready to follow the very strong injunction God laid down for the show of spiritual gifts, in particular tongues. What we have are Hindu gurus calling themselves GOs, evangelists, bishops, general superintendents in various Pentecostal and charismatic so-called churches in Nigeria. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the thing that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. In verse 38, the Bible ends, if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. The Lord Jesus Christ warned of the takeover of false prophets and false teachers when the world is coming to an end. You are living in the day when the world is coming to an end, when people have been brazen enough to import things, teachings, ideas, and practices of the occult, of Hinduism, into the church and call it Christianity. So let me summarize. According to the Bible, the tongues of the Bible, first and foremost, they are languages spoken by people on earth. That is the first thing. Languages spoken by people on earth. Secondly, there must be a maximum of three people in the worship service that speak tongues. A maximum of three that speak in tongues. Third, none of those three must be female. They must all be men. Fourth, no two of them must speak at the same time. No two of the three men must speak at the same time. Next, none of them must speak if there's nobody to interpret what they are saying. Those are the terms for the tongues, the languages, the spiritual, special languages of the Bible. Christ, in the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, verse 11, and verse 24, one of the takeover of the church by false prophets and false teachers in the last days. The false prophets and the false teachers have already taken over the church today. They are Hindus, but they call themselves Pentecostals and charismatics, but their beliefs are purely Hindu and occult beliefs. They do signs and wonders. Some of them do miracles, which they get from demons. It's your duty to check the Bible and to escape for your own soul. This short talk has come to you from the website of the True Christian Faith, www.thetruechristianfaith.com. You can get us in Nigeria on 070-5325-1410. 070-5325-1410.